of a series of podcasts on finding help at the University of Oklahoma libraries with some of the more basic subjects we all have to master, including math, writing, and critical reading. To say there are reading resources at the library with 5 million volumes may seem redundant, but we want to lead you to resources that will help you read critically, no matter what type of reading you enjoy or are assigned. In reading classics such as Shakespeare, there are many resources to turn to, such as Edward Rockland's Romeo and Juliet, which has the text of the play as well as the history of performances. It also contains commentary, critical assessments, and a list of further reading. There are also 177 books in the Cambridge Companions to Literature series. These are all excellent guides to a specific text or literary movement. For those assigned reading and Romanticism who may not be Romantics at heart, try The Cambridge Companion to British Romanticism, edited by Stuart Curran. This contains many essays on Romanticism and is the standard guide for students of Romantic literature. If you enjoy poetry, and particularly if you don't enjoy it, poetry can be difficult to interpret. Another book in the Cambridge series is The Companion to Rilke, edited by Karen Leder and Robert Villain. This contains essays related to Rilke, the 20th century German poet. It has both a biographical exploration as well as essays on the poems. The series also contains many guides to read along with specific authors such as Machiavelli, Arthur Miller, and August Strindberg, as well as guides to specific types of literature such as early modern women's writing, and children's literature. If you are a reader of science fiction, practicing science fiction, Critical Essays on Writing, Reading, and Teaching the Genre, edited by Karen Hellickson, is an excellent resource. It contains essays on Ben Bova, Ursula Le Guin, and other major authors. For people interested in a specific author, resources also abound. For example, Emily Dickinson, Critical Currents and Cross Currents Since 1960 by Fred White, explores her poetics and style. While reading Emily Dickinson's letters, critical essays edited by Jane Donahue Eberwine and Cindy McKenzie contains essays discussing Emily Dickinson's letters rather than her poetry. For a more general discussion of critical reading, try The Art of Reading as a Way of Life on Nietzsche's Truth, or Visions of Global America and the Future of Critical Reading, both by Daniel O'Hara. Harold Bloom's How to Read and Why is another general book on critical reading. If you enjoy his style, he edited hundreds of books on several specific authors, including Toni Morrison, Alice Walker, and Charles Dickens. And if you need even further research, continue with Reading, Writing, and the Influence of Harold Bloom. Jane Austen fans should pick up A Truth Universally Acknowledged, 33 Great Writers on Why We Read Jane Austen, edited by Susanna Carson, featuring a foreword by Harold Bloom. The book offers a range of essays and opinions. If you are more interested in biographical discourse, Jane's Fame, How Jane Austen Conquered the World by Claire Harmon discusses Jane Austen's life and her cultural influence. Even those who enjoy popular fiction are not left out. James Patterson, A Critical Companion by Joanne Kotker, goes through each of this author's very important books with a critical perspective. While browsing through the call number PS3566 in the stacks, you may be surprised how many authors are discussed critically. So when you need to analyze an author, a time period in literature, or a specific type of literature, Bizzell Memorial Library has the resources you need. If you have questions related to the library, library services, your research, or our collections, please email us at librarian@ou.edu or call us at 405-325-4142.